Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, a story about a unique approach to fighting gang violence. It centers on a clothing factory in El Salvador. The factory is hiring ex-gang members and is turning once bleak lives around. That according to its director and those who work there. Now, it hopes to keep local students out of gangs by offering them jobs, too. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
It's not even 7 a.m., and most of the 400 employees at the League Collegiate Wear Factory are already in front of the loading dock, taking in the daily guitar concert. Many have already had a hearty Salvadoran breakfast of fried eggs, bananas, bread, rice, and beans. For just $1.05, the plant offers workers both breakfast and lunch. Rodrigo Bolaños, the factory director, tells the employees that the factory, from now on, will focus its recruitment efforts on the local neighborhood. Already, it employs 125 people from the neighborhood. If we take care of this community and move it forward, he says, we have a solution for this country. Bolaños tells the employees to expect a visit from graduating seniors from the local school. He's offered a job to all 57 of them. It's his way of keeping them in school and out of the gangs.
We believe that we have a solution for this gang situation.
El Salvador is racked with violence. At the current rate, it's expected to pass Honduras to become the world's most violent country. Much of that violence is caused by the country's gangs, and the Salvadoran National Police estimates that about a third of the people killed are gang members.
What League is doing is a model to help El Salvador to overcome its violence problems.
Celia Susterman is director of the Latin American program at the Institute for Statecraft in London.
If we don't do something about the gangs now, the big cartels are going to step in and offer the jobs or opportunities or financial rewards that nobody else is offering them.
Bolaños would like to see every factory in his country adopt a neighborhood or two and provide full employment there. He says that way, business can lure young people away from the gangs. 40 of his employees are former gang members. Jaime Martinez Eriqueros started out in a gang at the age of 15. He grew up in a neighborhood in Santa Ana, the second most populated city in El Salvador. He was in the gang MS-13 until he was 28, and then his girlfriend became pregnant. Her mother told him either he changed his ways or she would take her daughter abroad. That's when he says his transformation began. I had to talk to the people in the gang you need to talk to, he says, because in the gang, you don't just say, I don't want to go on and I'm leaving, because the gang will kill you. So I reached an agreement with the leaders of the gang. Thank God I didn't have any problems. They said, yes, that's fine. You're going to change? Change. He explains that the gang will let you leave if you promise to go on the straight and narrow. But if they catch you committing crimes on your own account, they'll kill you. Jaime has been working at the factory for 5 years now. He's a supervisor. His wife also works in the factory. Their daughter is 13 now, and they have a son who's 7. They still live in Santa Ana, an hour and 45 minutes away. He gets up at 3:30 in the morning to catch the first bus so he can be at the factory at 6:15. Like Jaime, former rival gang member Juan Flores Escamilla found League through his church. He's from Apopa, a town on the outskirts of San Salvador. Since I was 11, I've been involved with the gangs, Flores Escamilla says. I was inducted into the gang when I was 13. He belonged to the 18th Street gang until he was 27. That's when he had a conversion to Christianity. After his conversion, he says the gang supported him for a long time because he could not find a job. He attended several workshops meant to socialize him. He's 32 now. It's been 5 years since he retired from the gangs. He still lives in the same neighborhood where he grew up, and although no one in his gang bothers him, he says rival gang members have tried to kill him several times. To them, he'll always be a member of the 18th Street Gang. Driving around the nearby neighborhood where he wants to employ all the graduating seniors, Rodrigo Bolaños concedes that the jobs at the factory don't pay much. But, he says, the experience gives people the tools to be successful in life. That, he says, is how the gang situation will disappear from El Salvador.
It has to be removed, but not through killings. It has to be removed through government, private enterprise intervention, where people have hope, bringing jobs back to the community.
And he believes he has the backing of the gangs. 3 years ago, Bolaños was summoned to a meeting.
I got an invitation by the gang leaders in jail. Through a priest, they say that they wanted to interview me on a Sunday.
In the maximum security prison, there were 30 top gang leaders waiting for Bolaños. Here's what they told him.
We want you to please explain to us what this is all about.
So Bolaños explained his work. After he was done, here's what they said.
They say, first of all, we want to tell you that our whole gang will go through your programs. This is a dignified way of getting us out of the gang problem. You have complete authorization from us. Nobody will bother you at all. This is a good program.
Bolaños believes the gang leaders support him because they want their members to find a way out and back into society. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.